Much of the conference at Spelman focuses on the leadership skills of African-American women in the corporate world. NPR's Farai Chidea spoke with Scarlett Presley Brown, General Manager of Global Diversity and Community Affairs at Delta Airlines. She's attending the conference. Ms. Presley Brown explains how she met the challenges of corporate America to become part of Delta's top brass.
It's been through diligence and through connecting. One of the items or one of the issues mentioned at the conference was making sure that you understand the importance of connecting and bridge building, that you have to know who you should be in touch with and who you should surround yourselves with. Those who are progressive, those who are where you want to be, align yourself. Proximity is important. So make sure you are in the proximity of those who are in places where you want to be and take full advantage of that. And that's what I've done. There's still work to be done, and I'm aware of that, but I'm aggressively moving in the direction of where I want to be by aligning myself with those who are where I want to be.
Let's talk about a couple of specifics. Corporate boards, according to a study by the business research organization Catalyst, women held 12.4% of board seats at Fortune 500 companies, which was up from 11.7% in 2000. Now, that's better, but not wildly better. You're working at a huge corporation. How important are the boards to what goes on? And if that is just women, women of color on boards must be much less.
Yes, I'm sure it is. It's very important. There is so much that can be brought to the table by having women of color at that table. If there is no knowledge of what women of color, people of color in general, or minorities in general, are feeling and needing and wanting in a corporate arena, if there's no one there to represent and share those needs, then there is a big void. The women of color, minorities, bring so much to the table as it relates to business and making progress and to the bottom line.
Do you think that Black women in particular have certain agendas? An agenda has a negative connotation, but I don't mean it that way. Certain agendas or goals or ideals that bring something new to the table of major corporations?
I think that innately women of color understand struggle, but they also understand survival. And innately, we simply know that we have to work hard to get what we want. That in and of itself is a plus.
What advice would you have for someone who may be at the conference, who may be a young Spelman student in her first good suit, wearing a nice set of pumps, having her hair done, and who sees you and says, "What should I do to make it where you are?"
I would tell her to decide if where I am is where they want to be, then what she has to do is make a plan, have a plan in place, step one, step two, step three, and know that it will require some work, that it won't be an easy path to follow. The fact that she has an education is a plus, though education is not necessarily the guarantee for success. It certainly is the lubricant for economic and career success. So I would let her know that she's taken the first step. The next step is to make sure she knows the people who will help her get to where she needs to be, and that she stays focused and understand that it's not a given, that it will require effort, and that she should be willing to work hard to get to where she wants to be.
Scarlett Presley Brown, thanks so much for your time.
You're very welcome, and thank you.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea speaking with Scarlett Presley Brown, General Manager of Global Diversity and Community Affairs at Delta Airlines.